Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
An audit commissioned by Facebook urges the company to improve its artificial intelligence-based tools to better identify and remove hate speech. Joining us live now is Wall Street Journal cybersecurity reporter David Uberti. So, David, what is the problem with Facebook, and how do they go about fixing it?
I mean, the problem basically are twofold. One is that Facebook is the world's largest social media platform. 2.6 billion people on the core Facebook platform spread across numerous countries and languages. Secondly, identifying hate speech is really difficult to do. The term itself is squishy, and you know, actually defining it can vary widely across different cultures. You know, that said, Facebook has made some significant investments in both human analysts and digital tools to try to identify this stuff. But the problem is that even with artificial intelligence-based tools, which tend to be very powerful from a company such as Facebook, it has a lot of difficulty actually identifying the intricacies of the way people talk in different cultures.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head. The challenges of identifying problematic posts. I mean, what's hate speech to me might just be an opinion to you.
Right. It's a totally subjective definition. But the way that Facebook does define it, they claim that they can identify about 90% of hate speech on their platform before users actually flag it. Now, that number is up from about 65% a year ago. So that's the number that they point to in terms of how they've improved in this area. The question that a lot of outside researchers have is how much hate speech, as Facebook defines it, actually escapes those dragnets. And that's really difficult to say.
In our last few seconds, and without getting too techie, how do they identify it? Are they looking for keywords in the copy?
Basically, they train digital tools to try to review content the way a human would. So they look at different words, they look at images, and they essentially train artificial intelligence to learn the way that users might use that sort of imagery or terminology and identify patterns in how that comes out.
All right. Very interesting. David, thank you. David Uberti, cybersecurity reporter for The Wall Street Journal.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.